again, as a reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. Now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning.
Morning. A hard-fought game for your team for the second week in a row. Come up a little short, 20-14 against New Hampshire. Just give me your impressions on the game and your team's performance.
Well, I thought New Hampshire played very well. I thought we played well. It was a good football game. New Hampshire won the fourth quarter. They possessed the ball for almost 12 minutes. We had it for three. So that's a great job on their part, and they outscored us 10-0 in the fourth quarter. So, you know, when that happens, you normally don't win. You know, we probably had some opportunities to do a little bit more earlier in the game, scoring-wise. We had done a decent job. We didn't. So credit to New Hampshire. The kids played really hard and physical, good football team, and a very well-coached football team.
Another big game on the ground from your freshman running back, Tyson Lawson, a career high 124 yards on the heels of that three-touchdown effort against JMU. Just how did you feel like he played?
Well, he's certainly getting better. we're excited about his progress. He's, you know, with Isaiah White being out the last 2 weeks, he's shouldered the load. You know, he's still coming off the ankle injury, so this is going to be a great week. He has not practiced, but plays on Saturdays right now with very limited time. But he runs the ball physical with great pad level, and I think he's got some natural talent. I'm excited about getting him some practice time to get better.
One of the guys that we haven't really had a chance much to talk about on these calls is Gene Constant, the transfer. Four catches for 40 yards, a touchdown catch for the fifth straight game, and I think people knew he's All-American returner, but has certainly shown his skills not only in that standpoint but also as receiver. How big of an addition has he been for your team, and what does he bring to it?
Tremendous. First and foremost, he's a tremendous person, and he has really fit in with our kids. He's been a great leader. We knew his skill level because we played against him, and we thought he'd be a very good player in this conference, and he obviously is. You know, he's got great competitiveness on the practice field. The biggest thing that impresses me is his work ethic, you know, Sundays through Fridays, and as a result, I think it shows on Saturday.
Defensively, your team holds New Hampshire to 316 yards. You mentioned a couple of the possession and the long drive that they had in the fourth quarter with the touchdown. But overall, how did you feel like you did defensively against them?
I think we played well. We let up a couple of change of field position plays. We didn't perform on third down to get off the field. A lot of it was in the fourth quarter. We played physical. We held their rushing game pretty much 50 or 60 yards under their average. So I thought, you know, overall defense, you know, if we're gonna give up 20 points, 17 points, whatever that number is, you know, those are winnable games. And, you know, in the CA, you've got to be able to put points on the board to win when the game's over. So I thought they played fine. I think, as I said, overall, it was a game that I'd like to think that New Hampshire came in here and beat us as opposed to us not playing well, and that's the way I look at it. I think that's a good team that we played against, and we just got to keep on going forward.
Defensively, as you said, they're number one in the conference as far as points allowed. Your guys have put up a lot of points. What impresses you about their defense, and how have they been able to shut people down?
Well, I think they have a system. Their defensive coordinator has been there a while. He's a very good coach. Their assistants are coaching. Their kids in the right position. They don't take a lot of chances. They blitzed us very infrequently. You know, they're in their places. They defend what you do well, and you know, they keep the ball in front of them. And I think the biggest thing is they run hard to the football, and even though we had some runs that got out, their kids closed and were able to, you know, make it a 10-yard game, only a 12-yard game instead of a 20-yard game. So I just think they played good team defense.
One more for you on your defense. Elijah Duff with a big day, 13 tackles in the game. Just talk about his play on Saturday and what he's meant to your team.
No, he's a first-time starter because our starting linebacker was out with a hamstring, and I thought he performed, you know, very well. He's a physical kid. He can run, and he's been in the program and has had some time playing. He hasn't played a lot, but I thought he stepped to the plate when needed.
Talked to a lot of the coaches here this morning about the fact with four of the unranked teams being four ranked teams and the depth of the conference from top to bottom. You've been around the conference now for a while. Just maybe your comments on the parity of the league and how tough it is week in, week out.
Yeah, I think it's probably what makes coaching in this league really good. You don't ever go into a league game saying, you know, we're going to be able to win the game. You've got to prepare your kids, you know, and week to week it's getting your kids up and stay consistent. You know, we come off a overtime loss, and the challenge is to go play a really good team the next weekend. And so, you know, I think it's something that the CA should be proud of, and I'm not so sure rankings at this time of the year mean a lot. You can go back, and I did yesterday, and looked at the preseason rankings before it started, and it's pretty topsy-turvy with a lot of teams, not only CA teams, but across the board. So I think you got to let it play out, and just, you know, as Coach just said, you got to play each Saturday for each Saturday.
Did you sense, obviously, the JMU game was a very physical, very emotional game, a tough one to lose? Did you feel like your guys struggled at all to bounce back from that?
You know, it wasn't shown in our practice week effort and stuff, but, there's a lot of things that go on that I think behind the scenes. So I think it did pay a toll on us from the shoulders up a little bit. And obviously it was a physical game. So, you know, you're coming off that and you just try to pair it. But, you know, I think the reality of it is New Hampshire outplayed us and they won.
Bye week now for your team and seven games in or six games in, I guess seven games in. Good time in midseason to heal up, and how will you try to use that this week?
Well, from the statistics, it's never a good time to get a bye week. 0-5 this conference is this year, and it's been a tradition. But I think it obviously some kids that wouldn't play this week don't miss a game and should be back the following week, and I think that's probably the best thing about the bye week. After that, what we're going to do is this is a normal week for us. We are not changing our schedule at all. The only thing that'll be different is Saturday they don't play a football game. So we're staying status quo. We'll take care of the things we need to take care of internally to be a better football program, and our goal is to beat bye this week, BYE.
You touched on that 0-5 statistic. What's the toughest part of the challenge as a head coach to, like you said, you need it to heal up and you try to keep on schedule, but what's the toughest part to getting them back into, I don't know, game focus or getting that momentum back after a bye?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, but, you know, 4 years ago we changed what we did, and we've been 3-0 the last 3 years, so. And the good thing is Villanova's on a bye also, so something's got to give on this one. But you know, I think the thing really from the shoulders up is not allow the kids to take the practice week off. The game itself on Saturday, I don't think it's the issue not having one. I think it's taking the practice week off. So, you know, you've got to rest some kids that are injured, but I don't think you should be resting kids just to give them a break. They'll have nothing on Friday, nothing on Saturday, so nothing next Monday for us. So keep it as traditional as we can. That's what we went to 3 years ago, and hopefully it can continue to go in that direction.
All right, Chuck, thanks so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you.
No, thank you.